and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The passage from the Gospel that we heard today, the Church always reading this passage when the Coptic month comes in 5 weeks. So the fifth Sunday, we used to pray this one. But also in other Sundays, the Church is arranging for us to hear this Gospel, because this Gospel is giving us a lesson that the Lord Christ, He is the Lord that bless us all, and He is the one that giving us the blessings. That's why this Gospel is called the Gospel of Blessings, because in this Gospel we can hear about the Lord Christ who blessed the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and He fed the multitude, and no one became hunger after. Our Lord Jesus Christ, He did this miracle out of His love. No one asked Him. He just felt that the people, they are hungry. No one asked Him, please, we need food. But out of His love, He performed this miracle. So with the blessing of God, we'll talk this morning about our God who gives without asking Him, but out of His love. Our God who's giving without asking Him, but out of His love. It is so joyful that God gives us what we are asking. When we ask God for anything, and God is giving us what we're asking for, we are happy. But what will be our joy and happiness when God gives us without asking Him? We feel happy and joyful because, number one, it shows how deep is God's love to mankind, that He is giving us what we in need, even without asking. Even without, sometimes we feel that we are in need for this thing, but because He is our God, because of His love, because of His deep love to us, He can give us what we in need, even if we don't ask for. Also, we are happy when God is giving us without asking, giving us what we need, because it shows that God is our compassionate Father who gives us what we need. He is our Father. As many of us, we are parents, fathers and mothers, and we know how to give our children what they are in need. Sometimes they don't feel that they are in need for something, but because we are their parents, so we are trying to give them what they are in need for. We may say that I am not worthy because I don't care about my eternal life. Sometimes God is giving us spiritual gifts and you are telling Him, God, we are not worthy because of our sins, of our weaknesses. But God, He came to give us salvation, and He gave us salvation without asking Him. God gave us the existence and we did not ask for it. No one, Adam and Eve, the first creation, they did not ask to be created for sure, because before creation they were not existent. God created us on His image, and we did not ask for it. God created all the creations for Adam, and Adam did not ask for them. After or before the creation of Adam and Eve, God arranged everything for him so he might be happy in the paradise of joy. And Adam, he did not ask for this. But because of God's love, because He wants Adam to be happy, He prepared everything for him to be happy. Even when Adam needed someone to be a helper for him and to live with him, God created Eve to Adam because God knew that Adam was in need for someone to live with him and to share with him the paradise of joy. God did not God did and is always doing that out of His love, because He is our true Father, and also because He is our good shepherd. He is our true Father who knows the needs of His children, so He gives them without asking. And as a good shepherd, as David, he said in his psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want or need." God's salvation and crucifixion and His redemption, He gave it to us, and no one asked God to save us. We all were sinners, starting with Adam and Eve, and all the creation. We are weak. We are all in need for salvation. But when Adam and Eve, they committed the sin, they did not ask for salvation. They would accept the sentence of death because of their sins. But God, because of His love, He prepared the salvation, and He arranged that He will come and to save Adam and Eve and all the mankind. Because of our sins, we are supposed to die, because that was the commitment. If you are going to eat of this tree, if you are going to commit this sin, so the punishment will be death. So because of our sins, we are supposed to die. But God came and died for us, and no one asked for this sacrifice. No one dared to ask God, "Can you come and die for us? Can you come and die for us?" No one asked Him. But because of His love, He came and died for us instead of all of us to die. Also, the eternal joy and the eternal life in heaven, which was described by St. Paul when he said in his first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 9, he said about the eternal joy that God will give it for all of us who believed in Him. "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him." This is the eternal life, this is the eternal joy. But who asked for this? No one asked that the Lord can give us the eternal life, the eternal joy in heaven. But again, out of His love, He gives us what we in need, and more than what we in need, because He loves us. Also, there are many gifts in the New Testament that God gave it to us, and no one of us thought about this, and no one of us imagined that God can give us these gifts. Number one, as St. Paul said in his epistle to Galatians, he said, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." We are the Christian who were baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. This is one of the gifts, to put on Christ, that Christ is dwelling in our hearts. To put on Christ, as someone is putting on the righteousness of Christ, to put on the purity of Christ, to put on the love of Christ. Who can imagine, who asked for this, that God, not only to save us, not only to give us what we in need, but we can put on Christ, His righteousness and His purity. The second gift that God gave it to us in the New Testament, and no one asked for this, and no one imagined that God can give us this. As St. Paul said in his first epistle to the Corinthians, "Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ?" Who can imagine that we are members of the body of Christ? Christ, He is God, who the angels and archangels worship Him. Who can imagine that we can be member of the body of Christ, as I can be a part of His body or a part of Christ? Again, it's above our imagination what God gave it to us in the New Testament, and no one asked for this. The third gift that God gave it to us in the New Testament, it says by St. Paul in his first epistle to the Corinthians, again, chapter 3, do you not know that you are temple of God and that the Holy Spirit of God dwells in you? Again, it's a great gift. In the Old Testament, no one dared to ask that God can come and dwell in his heart or in his body. Only God gave his Holy Spirit to some people for a special mission, like for the priests, for the kings, and for the prophets. But all the rest of the people who believed in the Lord, no one dared to ask that he also can have the Holy Spirit. But in the New Testament, God gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit can dwell in our hearts, and no one imagined that that will be happened, that all of us will be the temples of God. Also, another gift that God gave it to us in the New Testament, above our imagination, when St. John said in his first epistle, he said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Yes, we know that we are his servants. Yes, we know that he is our Lord. Yes, we know that we should worship him. Yes, we know that he is our creator and we are his creation. But no one dared to ask God and say to him, can you make me your son? Can you accept me, your son? Even in the parable of the lost son, the prodigal son, when he started to think to come back to his father, he did not dare to ask him to accept him as a son. But all what he was hoping for, that his father can accept him as a servant. But he did not imagine that God or his father will accept him again as his son. And we are all who believed in Christ, we have this gift that we are the children of God. He is our Father and we are his children. And you know how much love between the Father and his children. Another gift which is very great, and no one imagined or asked for this gift in the New Testament, that we can eat the body and we can drink the blood of the Lord Christ. Who can imagine that we are here today, and most of us, after the liturgy finished, when we go out, we will have in us the body and the blood of whom? Of the Lord Christ. In the Old Testament, if you can say this to anyone, you would say, how come? It's above our imagination. We know God, that he is far, he is in heaven. We fear him, no one can touch him. Even if someone will see the Lord, he will die after. But if you will tell him that you think that you can take God in you, he will say it's impossible. It's impossible, and why and how? But again, God gave us this gift in the New Testament, that we can eat him, we can be united with him, so his blood will be in our body and his body united with us. Again, it's a gift from God, gave it to us, and we did not ask, because he is our true Father and he is our good shepherd. Other point, when God is giving, he is giving in a generous way. Not only he is giving a little, or not only he is giving what we need, but he is giving us more than what we need. As we heard today in this miracle, that when he fed the multitude, 12 baskets of fragments they collected after. It means that God gave them more that we were in need. Every sinful one, God gives him not only the forgiveness that he in need for, but he can give him more. He can give him more. He can give him, as David, he said in Psalm 50, to whiter me than snow. So God, not only that he will forgive my sins, but he will make me pure, whiter than snow. It's a generous giving of the Lord for us. When he gives us, he gives us more that we in need for. Saint Augustine, him and his mother, Saint Monica, never asked Saint Augustine that Augustine can be a bishop. All Saint Monica was hoping for that her son just to come back and to ask God to forgive him sins and to live the life of a Christian one. But she never asked that her son to be a bishop. But again, when God is giving, he's giving generously. When God accepted Saint Augustine, when he gave him to repent, he gave him more that he became a bishop in the church. In the Old Testament, we can read about Rahab, the sinful woman. She was in Jericho, and Joshua and the Jewish people, they wanted to come into Jericho. So Joshua sent two people to discover the land. And at this land, Rahab, the sinful one, she was a sinful woman, and she accepted them, and she believed in God, and she accepted them. But God accepted her not only to be a member of the people of God, but also he gave her more. She was a sinful one, she was a Gentile, but God accepted her to be a member of his people, and also he gave her more. He gave her to be one of the grandmothers of the Lord Christ in the flesh. For sure she did not ask for this. For sure it was above her imagination. But again, when God is giving, he is giving us generously. So what we benefit from this? We benefit from this that we always never worry, that we also have hope that God, our true Father, that God, our good Shepherd, he knows what we in need for. And not only he will give us what we in need for, but he will give us generously. God is not giving because of our prayers only. Sometimes we feel that we should ask for everything that we in need for. Yes, we should ask. And he said, ask and it will be given to you. But sometimes we forget something that we in need for and we don't pray for. But without asking for these things, because God, he loves us, he will give us what we in need for. He will give us because of his love and his goodness. And that will give us hope in all of our lives. That God that we believe in, that God our Father, that God our Good Shepherd, he knows what we need for, and he will give us generously, and he will give us so we may have joy and happiness. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.